O Lord, open now our lips.
And our mouths shall show forth our praise.
Our God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make it so.
Welcome to Merton College Chapel and to this service of Choral Evensong. The congregation is invited to be seated for the singing of the Psalms from the Book of Common Prayer, Psalms 121 to 124.
Ooh. The first lesson is written in the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 31. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall take your tambourines and go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when sentinels will call in the hill country of Ephraim. Come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path, in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Here ends the first lesson.
Thank you.
The second lesson is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 15. Jesus left Gennesaret and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. After Jesus had left that place, he passed along the Sea of Galilee, and he went up the mountain where he sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the mute, and many others. They put them at his feet, and he cured them, so that the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. Here ends the second lesson.
I believe in God,
The Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Mercy upon us.
And grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
And you, thy ministers, with righteousness.
And make thy
save thy people.
And bless thine inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
Because there is none other but thy thoughts, as only thou, O Lord.
O God, may clean our hearts within us.
And save us thy Holy Spirit from us.
Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may of thee be plenteously rewarded. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour.
Amen.
lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Choir sings the anthem, a setting of the Ave Maria by Anton Bruckner. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Let us pray. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Let us give thanks for God's faithful love, revealed to us in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And let us pray for Christian people throughout the world, that transformed by the power of that same love, we may respond in faith and trust, seeking to live as disciples of Christ and to work for the coming of his kingdom. O most merciful Father, we beseech thee for thy mercy's sake, continue thy grace and favour towards us. Let not the sun of thy gospel ever go down out of our hearts. Let thy truth abide and be established among us forever. Help our unbelief, increase our faith, and give us hearts to consider the time of our visitation. Through faith, clothe us with Christ, that he may live in us, and thy name may be glorified through us in all the world. This we ask through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. Let us pray for all who this day have experienced pain, anguish, and frustration. Let us hold before God the families and friends of the miners killed in New Zealand. And in the hope of the resurrection, commend to God the souls of those who have died. Grant, O Lord, to all who are bereaved, the spirit of faith and courage, that they may have the strength to meet the days to come with steadfastness and patience, not sorrowing as those without hope, but in thankful remembrance of thy great goodness in past years, and in the sure expectation of a joyful reunion in the heavenly places. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Our help standeth in the name of the Lord, who hath made heaven and earth. Let us give thanks to God for the blessings of this day and pray for our college community, especially for those preparing for the Christmas ball and for our carol services this weekend. We remember too all members of the college who are in need at this time and others who have asked for our prayers. We join these and all our prayers together in the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. We stand to sing the hymn 467.